Real Nerds is a proud partner of the Denver Podcast Network. In the shadow of the mountains,
we speak.
Hello, everybody. I'm JD Lopez, the host of Left Hand, Right Brain. It's a free-flowing, wide-ranging conversation that I have with artists doing interesting and creative things here in Denver and beyond. We talk about their personal stories, break down their creative process, and what motivates them. Spoiler alert, it's mostly spite. We talk about all these things and more while kicking back, cracking wise, and always having a good time. You can find old episodes and everything you need to know at lefthandrightbrainpod.com.
Oh, hi podcast listeners. There's many ways you can listen to the Real Nerds podcast. You can subscribe on iTunes. You can also subscribe on Stitcher Radio. You want to send us a Twitter message? You can do that. It's so easy, at Real Nerds. Like us on Facebook, Real Nerds Podcast. You can visit our website, realnerdspodcast.com, where there'll be a lot of articles for you to not only read, but to listen to our previous shows. You can also call us, 720-6NERDS5. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
I'm Andre Gower.
And I'm Ryan Lambert.
And you're listening to
Real Nerds Podcast.
Hey everybody, here's an exciting Real Nerds interview that we did at Denver Comic Con 2018. Hope you enjoy it.
Welcome to Denver Comic Con 2018. The Real Nerds are here live with Brandon. Brandon, one more time with your last name?
Massenburg.
Brandon Massenburg. And one of the things that was interesting when you came right up to this booth, you've never done a podcast before.
Nope, right? Never.
Never done an interview. And yet, here you are with all the confidence and all the perseverance of someone I wish I could be.
Well, maybe because there's no one watching me right now, and there's no one. The judgment will happen. The judgment of what I'm about to say is going to happen behind a screen later on through headphones. There's no one in the crowd who I can look at, and they're just shaking their heads.
It's true. It's
judging.
It's true. They're called trolls, and they exist on the internet, guys. You can find them if you want to go to Reddit. But one thing though that you mentioned that you were keen about was animation.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically though, something that I hadn't even thought about, like as you were like explaining it to me, is the difference in styles in Dragon Ball Z versus what you called Super.
Yeah, Dragon Ball Z and Dragon Ball Super.
Yeah, so I know Dragon Ball through two different things. One is obviously the original Dragon Ball, where it's just little Goku trying to find the Dragon Balls and stuff.
Most of us, and then of course there's Z, and most of us grew up with Z.
And Z is the one like where I had the video game Budokan, which I play all the time with my friend and try to figure out, like, you know, like, why don't I go Super Saiyan? Like, why do you get to do it?
And every kid in every school has at least done that, tried the Kamehameha once, even if it was just in private. Even the bullies probably tried it at least once.
Yeah, exactly. And it, you know, like, it. And actually, it's funny that we talk about this, because Dragon Ball Z has, I don't want to say seen a resurgence, but definitely has become much more prevalent on the internet than I would want to say 6 years ago, maybe?
Oh, most certainly. It's definitely from the influence of the movies that came out, and the movies that came out, which I think was Resurrection F, and then the one that introduced Beerus, and then there was... And then there's, of course, Dragon Ball Super, which came out just recently, and I think only just recently finished... their last episode of the it was a season finale.
Oh, really?
For the entire show right now. I think it's like 130 something episodes. It's done for now. It might be coming back. I don't know. I'm not really searching websites for it. It was so more of like, plus I haven't really watched much of Super. There's some of these characters and people talking about plot points that I go way right over my head.
So to get right down to it, you were trying to point out to me the difference between the two. Now, me being a novice, break it down for me as best as you can.
I think, well, like I said, there's been a controversy by people saying Dragon Ball Z is not as good as Super. Dragon Ball Z, oh, well, sorry, reverse that.
Yeah.
Dragon Ball Super is not as good as Z. Dragon Ball Super is not as good as Z. And the thing is, I think part of that is nostalgia talking, because of course we don't. We look back and we look about how much joy this brought us, but there's also this. But I also think they have a little bit of a point. Sure, the animation's sharper and everything, but when you really look at Dragon Ball Z versus Super, there is this difference in animation, a difference in effect. For example, I think it was Vegeta's Final Flash. That was one of the big moves of the series when he was fighting against, I think it was Cell.
Yeah.
That move showed it had a ton of power, and lightning was showering all over the place and splitting the earth. And you got the feeling of the power, plus you saw it shoot off into space. But then when you look at Super for the same thing, where they're trying to go for the same exact effect, almost using the exact same angles, even though the animation's sharper, it seems like there's a lot less of an effect. There's not much of a... Like the move does go out into space, but it doesn't... But it looks like a laser, much less than the beam that you saw in the original show.
So it's much more a difference of animation styles at this point.
Oh, most certainly.
And more to the point also, just... You know, like, there is a very specific style that was set upon in, you know, the 90s and stuff like that going forward. And obviously, it's also the cultural difference of, like, well, this is anime and this is our traditional animation over here.
And then, of course, there's the difference in technology. Back in the 90s, you had to do a whole lot more than what you have to do today.
Exactly.
The addition of digital animation has cut a ton of corners, but we've lost... But when you compare, like, anime back then, like, just, let's say... Back when I was like 10 compared to now, you still have this major difference between the major difference between the two. The older one looks gritty. It looks like more animation, like actual animation.
Yeah.
But the new animation
yeah.
is much more crisp. It's much more clear, and you can do a whole lot more stuff that you could not do. That was impossible with the techniques that you had back then. And that's a good thing.
Yeah.
But I think that's also the main reason why you have this belief that Z is not as good as Super. Because Z had that grit to it, but Super does not. But there's also this one major factor. Super seems to focus on them punching each other more than choreography.
Right.
I mean, when you actually look at, like, the famous fight, Goku versus Vegeta... The first fight between them ever. Right. It looks they're fighting each other, but they're going through the air, and you can see that they're taking different spots. They're going to different places. That every spot where they're shooting up in the air and then landing, that's a different spot than where they started. But in this most recent arc of Super, you can't tell the difference between where they've landed and where they're going. Someone could get punched halfway across the stage, but until you see them at the edge, you don't know where they are.
So, that's interesting that you bring that up. And actually, it's fortuitous because James...
Hi, my name is James, and I'm the diva who shows up at the con whenever he feels like, apparently. I've been at work all day.
But
I heard you say Trunks, and I was like, man, these kids are talking Dragon Ball. I gotta sit down.
Yeah,
Trunks.
So,
great. I have yet to say Trunks.
Oh, fine, you said Vegeta. You said something, and I got excited. So, I have never watched the show until recently. In the last, like, 3 weeks, a friend of mine got me into... And don't judge me. Don't judge me. A friend of mine got me into Kai, and I was like, dang, I saw you roll your eyes. Why aren't you sitting? No, I'm
look,
kidding.
Look, I never understood the big controversy with Kai either.
Sure.
I liked how the animation was kind of redone, touched up. It looked great to me. But then again, this is me still coming off of the high of Dragon Ball Z and whatnot, and I'm still young enough to still be into it.
Yeah.
But like I said before, the only... issues I have with Super right now is just the fact that
it's like following the fights.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, like, the fight between Cell and Goku before Goku gives up and Cell blows away the stage when they're on that actual platform.
Yeah.
That's some choreography. Goku's getting pushed to the edge. Mm-hmm. He's dodging. He's pivoting himself across that edge, then jumping over Cell. There's an actual movement across the stage, and you can tell, oh, this is where they are. Oh, this is where they are.
Yeah.
But you don't get that.
It's funny, you know, like early on, I'm watching the show, I'm like, what is this crazy stuff that somebody got me into? And then after a while, now that I'm, you know, whatever, I'm right where you're at, where you're talking. I'm like, end of season 3 of Kai, so like, Cell will die soon, I hope. And I'm now as I'm watching, I'm seeing the stuff you're talking about, where I'm like, oh, like there are some fights where it's just Piccolo punching people, and yeah, it's big and cool, but like, meh. But then there's also fights where like Kakarot is
Vegeta.
The bald kid who never fights anybody.
Krillin.
Krillin's like.
Oh, come on. Give Krillin at least some
credit. No, Krillin's great.
Off,
that poor kid just needs a boyfriend or a girlfriend. Like, he just needs help.
When I was younger. Right. How dare you?
But there's the fight where, like, Krillin's fighting on the plane and trying to save people. I'm like, this is great because you can feel that choreography of, like, how the fight is moving and what you're trying to achieve. Like, it makes a big difference.
Actually, you did make me think.
I feel good about that.
There's a scene in Super where Vegeta actually dodges a whole barrage of punches and hits this guy.
Yeah.
I think his name's Jiren.
Sure.
Really hard. And it's presented as this really epic moment, but you don't get that. It's kind of like Jiren looks shocked, Vegeta looks triumphant, and his fist is buried in the guy's abs.
Yeah.
But you don't get that sense.
You don't get that feeling.
Because when the punch lands, you don't get that sense that it was actually a hard punch.
Yeah.
Or that it was anything to be epic. Because when you see Goku fighting again Cell, when they punch each other, there's actual, like,
there's some weight.
Weight to it.
Yeah, you feel it. Absolutely. No. That's cool. Sorry, I didn't mean to totally interrupt.
No.
I just got excited.
Brad just needed to tell me something.
Yeah.
It's fine.
So based on all that, like, you know, like if that controversy, like, and you know, I was actually talking with a couple of people before you came on about how the nerd culture tends to be more or less volatile.
Oh, yeah.
And obviously within that saying, do you think, like, because I haven't heard this until now, like, how do you, like, obviously you're presenting a very, like, grounded and, like, very logical case for it right now in a very, like, mature manner, the way, unlike most people who just hide behind a username. So, like, for you, like, what's the, like, is there any middle ground toward that, like, finding where, like, people can find peace between Super and Z? To me, it's just like, well, it seems like people are ragging on Super because it's the new kid on the block.
Well, it's, like I said, nostalgia plays a part in it.
Yes,
and then you also, and of course, you have people behind a computer who can say the most horrible, nasty, anything, and then not have it attached to them, because, like, in the past, the internet's been a great thing. The internet's been an excellent thing for humanity. But you also have to remember that in the past, when my parents were growing up, if you said some messed up stuff, your face was attached to it.
Right.
And if you said that around people you knew, your face and your family would be attached to it.
Yeah.
But because of that anonymity, that wall, you don't get that. And I think that also plays a part in it. But if you want, like, but for me, it's not been that big of a deal. I love Dragon Ball. I love Dragon Ball Z, and I'm kind of into Super, but I don't take it as seriously.
Yeah.
It's all fun, and that's what people got to remember. It's fun. Let's enjoy ourselves.
Yeah, we're losing the fun aspect.
Don't take it so seriously. Do you guys remember that whole Superman versus Goku fight that happened on the internet?
Yep.
I think it was Death Battle that did this.
Yeah,
and the debate on that was amazing.
That debate's been going on since Dragon Ball Z came here. That fight had been going on for decades, and then just because one popular website said, "Oh, Superman would win for certain," everyone lost their minds. And I'm thinking, "Oh, come on, guys, it's fun. Let's just enjoy ourselves." Superman could win, he could lose. Goku could win or could lose. It's not the point of the matter is we're not trying to one-up each other. When did it ever come to the point where we got to actually have a scorecard and say, oh, I got a point over you. I got a point over you. I got a point over you.
That's true. Remember those scorecards we had for Batman v Superman? Those were the days.
I didn't see that movie because the trailer looked boring.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what's great about that trailer? It's an accurate portrayal of the film.
Well, thank you for warning me. I was actually thinking about buying it.
Yeah. You know what? I'll tell you, I defended the film initially.
Yeah.
And then I didn't buy it when it first came out on Blu-ray. And
I did.
I work at a thrift store.
It's a bad film.
The only way I picked it up was someone donated it, the Ultimate Edition.
Yeah.
And it was only like $3.99 at my work. I'm like, of course I'm going to get it. Like, it's $3.99.
I bought it because we were doing a commentary on it with Zach Howard, who's a comic book artist, who might be here. I don't know. I literally haven't been around the show yet. And it's fantastic. We need to do that again because it's fun. But yeah. You're absolutely right. Like, people, the anonymity gives people way too much courage. And when, you know, when I was a kid, it's not like I couldn't actually, like, respond to the creator and insult them the way that people can now, right? Like,
I wouldn't call it courage. I wouldn't call it courage, because courage actually would imply something somewhat positive.
Yeah, or there's some stakes.
This is just, there's no, like you just said, stakes?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no stakes to what you're, there's no stakes right. to that.
Yeah.
You can just set up an account, a new account in 10, 15 minutes on Twitter, or a new email account, or a new Tumblr account, whatever, and then go, and then say something awful, and then never go back to it again.
Right. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You can dramatically hurt people, and there's no consequence for you.
I feel like the best way to cap this off is by quoting Paul F. Tompkins on the Dead Authors podcast, who says, "I'm not going to read your Twitter handle because I don't think people on the internet deserve a voice." Brandon, where can people find you? Are you just out and about, or
what do you mean by
do you do anything like creative on like Facebook or something like that, or United States Postal Service?
All right,
so support the United States Postal Service, guys.
Yeah, I had to pull some teeth in order to get these 3 days off.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Trust me, it's
well worth it.
I can tell you right now, I don't have time to do much of anything creative. I'm trying to write a book, but I can't find the time to do that.
Hey, well, when you do, let us know. We'll make sure we shout it out.
All right.
You know? Mm-hmm. Do us that favor.
I'd love to be back on the podcast because it's nice to have a nice conversation with
Absolutely.
People. Because whenever I talk about this stuff to anyone at work or to my family, I just glaze.
Hey, that is the first thing. That's what's great about Denver Comic Con is the first thing I did is I walked on the floor. I hate to admit this, but the first thing I did was just like Snapchat a video of it, and I just labeled it my people, because that's what it feels like to be here, right? Like, you can talk to anybody, you can like it, these are we're all nerds, like we're all just having
we're
a good time.
We're all here to have some fun.
Yeah, yeah, and you should have that freedom for sure.
Awesome. Well, cool. Thanks again, Brandon, for joining us. It was an honor and a privilege to discuss this issue because it has been so prevalent, especially over the past couple of months.
Yeah.
So this has been Zach and...
Hey, James, I'm here now.
Brandon.
Live from Denver Comic Con 2018, Real Nerds Podcast Booth 105.
Thanks for listening to another fantastic interview at Denver Comic Con 2018. We had an amazing time, and we look forward to seeing you again next year.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Real Nerds Podcast. Real Nerds Podcast is a production of Nebulous Visions Multimedia. Thank you to Sparks Mandrill and Plan 9 Studios for our kick-ass theme song. Also, if you're in the Denver area and you're looking for a cool place to see movies, we see them at the Alamo Draft House in Littleton and now also in Sloan's Lake. Thank you to Colorado Coins, Cards, and Comics for supplying us with all our comic needs, especially you, Andrew. You know who you are. And a big shout out to James's mom. I'm giving you an electronic hug that you can feel through the airwaves. Thanks for listening, and have a nice day.